大家好，欢迎收听今天的李昂夜读，我是李昂。一个听众在后台留言讲述了他自己的故事。他说他挺自卑的，他觉得自己不够优秀，也不是什么高富帅。面对自己喜欢的女孩，他不敢表白。即使爱慕的话在心里排练了千百次，他还是不敢迈出那一步。他问我该怎么办，他问我如何才能变得自信，变得配得上他。我想也许《壁花少年》这部电影会带给你答案。狂欢派对里孤独的身影，腼腆的少年，你或许会在这里找到那个年少害羞腼腆的自己，为了得到友情或爱情，在人群中笨拙却努力地与人交往。也许我们都曾是那个壁花少年，或许内向，或许自卑，或许暗恋着某人却不敢说，只能在自己的壳里独自咀嚼孤独。或许我们一样的幸福，或许我们一样的不幸。就像电影的 Charlie 和 Sam 告诉我的，我也想告诉你，无论如何，你都值得更好的爱。 I don't know if I will have the time to write any more letters, because I might be too busy trying to participate. So, if this does end up being the last letter, I just want you to know that I was in a bad place before I started high school, and you helped me.Even if you didn't know what I was talking about, or know someone who's gone through it, it made me not feel alone. Because I know there are people who say, all of these things don't happen. And there are people who forget what it's like to be 16 when they turn 17. I know these will all be stories someday, and our pictures will become old photographs.And we'll all become somebody's mom or dad. But right now, these moments are not stories. This is happening. I'm here. And I am looking at her. And she's so beautiful. I can see it. This one moment, we'll know you're not a sad story. You're alive.And you stand up and see the lights on the buildings and everything that makes you wonder. And you're listening to that song on that drive for the people you love most in this world. And in this moment, I swear, we're infinite. We can't choose the past.但是我们能够创造未来，我们能够决定自己走向何方。悲伤的故事终将会过去，而我们还有大把大把的未来值得期待。壁花少年，孤独岁月里艰难挣扎的故事，让你想到自己青春期的那些故事呢？欢迎分享，让我们一起安慰当时的自己，努力走出那段回忆。感谢收听李昂夜读，即时获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音，学好英语。请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。Good night.